At the right time.
At the right time.
Oh, oh, in just a moment.
We're ready.
So, we live?
I think so.
Sound being alive, we will call this meeting to order. And it looks like we do have a quorum. Four of us here.
Yeah.
Plus, four plus. Corey and Holly. So, now is the right time to have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yay.
And Connie agreed to lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. She's seated. Do we have any added agenda items today?
We do not have any added agenda items. No.
Thank you. Awesome. So, do we have a motion to approve the minutes from the June 20th meeting? And we can certainly take time to review those if you have not already.
I so move.
I second.
Great. Any discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. The minutes for June 20th, 2017 minutes are approved unanimously. We have a time set aside right now for public comments. Public? Any public comment? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move along. We'd like to have an update on our Sustainable City Year Program URA project. Corey, do you know about that?
I know a thing or two about it.
Would you like to share?
I would love to share. And I remember, so looking at these minutes, that must have been the budget committee meeting.
It was.
We adopted the budget. And, man, July, August, September, October, where did the last 4 months go? But that's,
exactly.
We all feel that way. So I know one of the things we talked about at that meeting, basically over the budget process as we looked into this fiscal year, was to meet a little more often. Not if there aren't things to talk about, but more than
right.
Once a year during the budget process. And to try, part of what we put in the budget was, how can we come up with some project ideas or program ideas for urban renewal to start doing things?
Right.
And there were two components to that. One was, in the budget, there was $5,000 set aside for helping to fund the Sustainable City Year Program. And the other component, I was just rereading through the budget message, is that furthermore, this budget includes funds to hire a consultant to advise and assist the URA in creation of programs to utilize some of the funds in this fiscal year and subsequent years. Basically saying, we could sit on our hands for 5 years or 10 years and wait for a lot of money to accrue and then do something. Or we can look at some opportunities to leverage some small programs that need a lesser budget and try to get some things happening. So what I'm updating on is the draft of the project was in your packet. It's just a page and a half at this point. And I'm really excited. We've got a class of their honors business and planning students, and they'll be graduating in spring and heading off into the big wide world. And within that class, there's going to be about 35 students, and they're going to break into three groups. And there's going to be two groups and two projects that really focus on economic development in the industrial park. There's one group of students that's going to focus on the Urban Renewal Agency. And what we laid out, and we worked with a faculty member who's going to be teaching that class probably over the last 3 months. And within the last month, she had to rotate out of that role, but we've got a different instructor who is equally as qualified and capable and excited about it. And he and the Sustainable City Year Director, Program Manager, were here a week and a half ago, talking in person, touring town, gearing up for, and I forgot to mention this, these projects for the Urban Renewal Agency will be kicking off in winter term. And maybe I should mention that now and how it ties in with Urban Renewal, the Urban Renewal Agency and board members. We're doing a kickoff event for the entire Sustainable City Year program on Friday, January 12th most likely at the senior center from 11 to 12:30, somewhere in there. So each faculty member, quite a few students from the winter term classes, we're gonna have a big invite list. It's gonna be open to the public. We want it to be a big kickoff celebration, excitement of what we have in the queue that's upcoming. And then one thing I'll need to work with them on over the next month, month and a half, as we head into January, is I'm pretty sure it would be beneficial for those students working on the Urban Renewal Agency project to come and meet with the board early in the term, and then obviously they'll be back in the middle of March when they make their presentation and report and recommendations at the end of the term. Those dates are still up in the air, but the kickoff date for sure is set at January 12th. I mean, we just kind of got that scheduled in the last week and a half.
And what was the time of that?
Right now, it's looking like 11 to 12:30, kind of over lunch, introductions. It's kind of a reception, introductions, and then after 12:30, the students will stick around and they'll probably go in waves of tours of the city, looking at their respective projects and what part of town, whether it's the industrial park or downtown, or heading up towards Wickiup, and then also meeting with staff and council members and other members of the city here at City Hall afterwards. So just answer questions and kind of mingle and get a better feel for things as well. Probably from 1 to 3, somewhere in there. So open, those are definitely open. I want those on your calendar if you can make it. It would be very beneficial. So the draft that was included in your packet, we're still refining this, but essentially what I asked of them, or the city and the Urban Renewal Agency is asking of them, is to look across the state and pick some cities. Maybe we actually end up picking the cities. Need to figure that out with them. But ultimately, they're going to be looking at urban renewal agencies in other cities and trying to find out what programs early on in the life of those urban renewal agencies were successful. Share, maybe doing some case studies of this is how this urban renewal agency did it, this is what the outcomes were in this city. And then another component of the project would be looking at, okay, if we know how other cities and urban renewal agencies learned from their mistakes or the process they went through, what recommendations and action items can they give to us so that we can be as efficient setting up that program as possible? And then not only which program to set up, but literally how to set that program up, how to administer the program, your applications, how to track and evaluate, how do we make sure that program is being successful? How do we have some program evaluation built into that? And then overall, maybe trying to set some benchmarks in regards to defining the success of urban renewal in general and what we're doing. How do we measure that? So it's gonna be a dynamic project that I fully expect in March. When we get a report from the students, we will have a menu and some real examples in Oregon of how certain programs played out. And then from there, I think staff can either implement with direction, policy setting from the board, implement one of those programs, or if we feel it's necessary, reach out and bring a consultant in to say, hey, we've identified what we want to do over the next 6 months or a year, maybe sooner, and then bring them on board to help facilitate that process. So I'm really excited that we were able to roll in. So I think we're kind of getting two birds with one stone, and I'm excited it's happening over winter so that when the snow melts and Dan's coming back to town, we'll have hopefully some good action items as we're in that last quarter of the budget year, but then having that really influence and ramp up as we're going into the budget process for urban renewal next summer and next fall. So I know it feels like it, for me it's just like how fast, 4 months just go that quick. Yeah. But knowing that this is gonna kick off in less than two months, I mean, there's gonna be a lot of intelligent energy and creative capacity and research skills put into helping the Urban Renewal District understand what we can do in the short term.
Sure.
I think it's really exciting. So I'd love to answer questions and get feedback that I could share with that faculty member. I just emailed him made sure that he had all the urban renewal plans and reports that are associated with the district. And we just set a time on December 5th to meet and to talk, because one of his main questions too, when we met in person here a couple weeks ago, was be thinking about specific outcomes that you want to see. I feel like we kind of have the frame around it, but if there's nuanced details that we really want to dig into, he wants to know. He wants it to be as valuable for us as possible.
And if you say, who is he?
Doug Wilson. He's a business faculty member through the University of Oregon. And he's participated in the Sustainable City Year program before, which I think is really important. So he understands the balance of, well, we have a client, the city and the Urban Renewal Agency, and yet we have students and learning objectives. We have to make those work for everyone. That's been the trickiest, but when you hit the chord right, most rewarding part of getting the Sustainable City Year program lined up. It's not just all what we want. They need to balance it out with, you know, it's a 10-week term.
Sure.
And so what can you do in 10 weeks with the students, with the faculty, guiding them and all that, you know?
So winter term kicks off shortly after the first of the year, is that right?
I think this year, that 12th is on a Friday, so it might, that the first day might be the 7th.
Didn't you say that you wanted some of that team to meet with some of the board members here prior to the 12th? Did you say that?
The Sustainable City Year, the class?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be hard to get the students, but I could try to get...
I misunderstood maybe. I thought that's what you said, that prior to that date you wanted direction.
Yeah, he was just saying on December 5th, he was hoping that if we were to think about some specific outcomes.
Now, early on when you first started presenting this tonight, I thought you said, when you were talking about the meeting on the 12th, I thought you said that prior to that they would be wanting to meet with some of the agency members?
Well, I think it would be valuable for them to meet with the Urban Rural Agency Board early in the term, whether it's the first week or the second week.
Oh, but not necessarily around that 12th meeting.
Maybe it's that week.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the week after. I need to check with him and then...
Sure.
And make sure that the travel scheduling can line up. But I think it'd be valuable for them to make sure and come in and meet all of you. And if they have questions early on before they head off and spend 4 weeks going in this direction, they need to be checking in and making sure they're on track, meeting your expectations, our expectations. And so the end product is what we're looking for. You're right, Dan. It could be that week of the 5th through the 7th through the 12th, or maybe it's the week of the 14th through the 17th.
Well, I don't plan to be here during that time, but I'm thinking that I think it would be valuable to have that interaction engagement with this group and get a better understanding, you know, early on as to, you know, how this is going to work out and see what kind of input this board might have. I know that they're going to be getting input all over the community, I'm sure, but I just see that as a real value sooner than later, probably.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And, cool. And if any of you are open to the idea or available, I'm happy to send an email with the date and time, or maybe we can even reschedule it to a degree. If any of you, you know, we couldn't have four because it'd be a quorum necessarily, but if three of you or one of you or any of you wanted to participate in that kind of follow-up meeting with the faculty member to just refine and talk through the proposal again, and there's still time to make some tweaks.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to have some of you participate in that. So,
what was the meeting date?
We were trying to get it on either the 4th, 5th, or 6th. So I may have just emailed him back, or I don't know if I even clicked send. Of December.
Oh, of December.
Yeah, that's just a few weeks from now. So that's because he's still working out, you know, putting his syllabus together and making sure that all the learning objectives connect to what we want to see accomplished. So I'll work with Holly and we'll get that out to all of you tomorrow. And then if some of you are interested, I'd welcome that.
Yeah. Cool.
Sure.
Any other questions?
Just like the idea of collaborating with other cities, especially with the recent experience of coming back from League of Oregon Cities, and how much we can glean from people that have already been
something before.
Yeah.
You know, instead of
avoid some pitfalls.
Yeah.
And why recreate the wheel and cost us more money when we can save?
That's right.
You know, and glean from them. So not that we want to be anybody else, but we can at least define a process, maybe what they've done already. So.
You're spot on.
Yep.
It's interesting. The city of Turner emailed someone in their city staff emailed me a few weeks ago and was saying, "Hey, I noticed the Leisure Rural District. You know, what kind of what's been successful? What have you done so far?" And I'm like, "Actually, we're just going through that process right now, but happy to share with you what we discover and give them a sense as well as another smaller city in Oregon of kind of where we're going and why we're going that direction, hopefully based on good information, right, so we can be successful." So, it's interesting.
Good. Thank you. Well, if there's nothing else there, the next thing on our agenda is an update on the on our budget and the potential future projects. Do you feel like you've already touched on that, or is that a different topic?
A little bit. Okay. I think it can be a quick one.
Go ahead.
Mostly, we essentially have a good sense on how much revenue through property taxes the Permanent Renewal Agency is going to bring in this fiscal year. And so in the budget, and we're generally fairly conservative, we'd estimated about $45,000 this year. And actually, it's going to be $65,000. So it's starting to escalate, and I think that trend of, you know, it's not just going to be a real, it's going to kind of do this, not crazy exponential, but it's going to increase fairly rapidly. So what that means is that after we've gone through this Sustainable City Year process and really roll up our sleeves and looked at what they've presented, heading into next budget season, we're gonna have some funds to work with. You know, probably 120. If we add on that amount, probably about $120,000 of carryover into next year. That's not even including next year's revenues. So definitely some funds to work with to create some programs, and I won't even speculate on what those are because we're gonna be getting all that information here fairly shortly. So. The other exciting element that I will need to do some more research on, and actually is a component that I think when those students are reaching out and talking with other staff members who have, and Urban Renewal Agency members who have gone through the process Lapine is going to go through over the next 5, 10, 15 years, is to find out how maybe some of those entities borrowed money. So again, if you have a revenue coming in, it's never going to go down because the tax base is frozen. So it's only going to go up. So if we're bringing in $65,000 this year, and next year it's call it 85 or 90, that could be a pretty big debt service. And so it doesn't make sense for us when the time is right and the public input's right and the location's right and the project's right and all that. Does it make sense for us to maybe look at doing a bigger project? Again, not waiting until we have $500 or $1 million, but we could do something and then have it spread out over 10 or 15 years in the form of a loan. So when I threw in potential future projects, it's planting a little bit of the seed, but I think having us have our antenna out and aware that that's within the realm of possibility in the next couple of years. So I think it's premature now to talk about that and get excited, not to get excited, maybe to talk about it because we don't know the details. But as a reminder, I'm kind of telling all of you this so you can then remember to hold me accountable and tell me, hey, remember when you said we're going to look into this and we're going to see if we could do that on the heels of the Sustainable City Year program before we go into the budget discussion. I want all of us to be talking about that and just thinking about what makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's all. Plant the seed, giving an update on the revenue, which I think is exciting. I think the next 6 months for the Urban Renewal Agency is going to be very good in terms of planning.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you. That's encouraging. It's kind of easier to think about possibilities when there's some real resources moving in. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions, comments on what Corey just...
I think too this is will be a good opportunity to look at. A lot of times when you have funds, grant matching grants, besides leveraging our money, and loans, we also can look into some grants.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Well, we said earlier we didn't have any other matters to bring forward, so it's we have another opportunity for public comment at this time, if we have any. Looks like our public is not commenting, so staff comments, additional staff comments?
Other than keep an eye out for the email on that December meeting, and the, we'll include in that, that a reminder on the January 12th date, and then I would expect a follow-up email to everyone after talking with Doug on the 4th, 5th, or 6th, that first week of December, on when we could get the urban renewal meeting in early January scheduled for, this, for the, club, the group to come and interface with the URA board. So just a reminder on all that, stay tuned, and reach out to me with any questions.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Board member comments? Connie, what's up?
No, don't
really
have anything.
No, I do not. We're still looking for board members, right?
We have. Oh, I should give it up.
Right.
We have anybody apply.
Oh, at Corey Updates.
Okay, no? Sorry. No, and I'm glad you mentioned that. We so the applications are closed, and we do we have three urban renewal agency applications all in
four.
So the plan is on Monday, December 17th. The city council, who appoints urban renewal agency members, is going to be interviewing candidates. And then on December 20th, when we have a new council member, we will also be reappointing a council member to fill the seat that Karen vacated and appointing a new urban renewal agency member. So as we head into January 2018, we should have a full seven-member urban renewal board in place.
Okay.
That's our plan as of now.
Okay, very good. Glad you brought that up.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else? Ann?
I was going to bring up the candidates.
That question?
Yeah. So.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I, Corey, I appreciate it. It feels like things are happening. It's not just sitting on the shelf, but you're working on it, and that's good to know. And it's nice that we have this opportunity to have this update. I know, I really appreciate it. It seems like early on there wasn't a whole lot to talk about, and now there's a little more, and it's going to get a lot more shortly. So thank you very much. Appreciate your good work.
Thank you for extending the sustainability piece into the URA piece. That's great.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
That's right. It is good. Anything else from anybody?
No.
Okay. With that, let's say that this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks.